Shall we lift up our voice to heaven? Glorify him, appreciate him. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving for yet another privilege he has granted me and you to learn under his feet tonight. Someone is praying, someone is thanking him. If you can't pray in the language of the Holy Ghost for a moment, change this environment some more. Pray. Limbra kasabalia karis kabalia. Lekete zozobalia. Aniana kotabazita. Someone is still praying. Glorify him. Lepranas kabayata. Hebalada karade keteria. Namlana bolialo kasabalia. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you the glory. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we thank you for yet another privilege you have granted us to learn under your feet. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be partakers of this glorious 2021 days of prayer and fasting. Lord, we ask by the help of the Holy Ghost, send your word again with power tonight, and let no one return back the same way they came, Lord. At the end of this service, we vow to give you the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Let's give the Lord a big, big clap offering as we take our seat. Praise God, 2025 is my year of, it's my new era year. Great things continue happening on their own accord in my life. Congratulations. Amen. We are getting there. Hallelujah. I count it a great privilege from God and his servant in the house to stand on his shoulders tonight to share this word. The grace of God backing up this commission will come through me and it will be released upon everyone tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. That amen is weak. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you are aware that something new era is already cooking and burning in this church? If you are a witness, say, thank you, Jesus. How many of you were in the service yesterday? The fire on this altar. This year. You know, when gold is burned in the fire, it comes out purified. New things comes out. That is what will be happening for you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. If that is you, let your amen show it. Watch out. This year is our year of new era order of happenings in the name of Jesus. And that is how it's going to be from now onward. 2024 has gone. We are in our new era order of things. New era order of things. New era order of things. Please, be sensitive of the seasons we are in. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. No! Not with this fire burning on this altar and you still be complaining. No! No! Let's go into the word. Fasten your seat belts. All through this week, the resident pastor has been taking us on a journey, prayer and fasting, the life wire of every growing church. Prayer and fasting, the life wire of every growing church. And he has laid the foundation that every praying church is a growing church. And every growing church must remain a praying church so as to keep the church growing. So as to keep the church growing. And that is the order we are going to see in Winners Chapel, Johannesburg, CBD. If you are in water, call, let me hear your amen. So I will not dwell on that much because a solid foundation has been laid already. Now, prayer is the platform for guaranteed noiseless breakthroughs in church growth. It is a guaranteed noiseless breakthroughs in church growth. And we have established that in the life of the apostles. And we have also experienced it in the contemporary world, including the commission that me and you, we belong to. It is a guaranteed, noiseless breakthrough in every church growth endeavors. So, we are all aware that fire naturally announces itself. Everywhere you see fire burning, people gather to watch. Meaning that if a church is on fire burning, it will naturally attract multitude. Multitude will gather. In the book of Acts of the Apostle chapter 2, the day the Holy Ghost, they received him. Acts chapter 2 and verse 3. He said, the Holy Ghost sat upon every one of them, and they appear unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. They were burning. They were praying in the Holy Ghost. The fire was burning. When you go down to verse 6, he said, and multitude come together and were confounded. And now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. As we keep this fire burning in this church, Winners Chapel, Johannesburg, CBD will become a city without walls in the name of Jesus. As this fire is burning in this church, multitude will gather to worship God in Winners Chapel International, Johannesburg, in the name of Jesus. And we know the function of fire. Fire preserve. Fire destroy. And at the same time, it preserves. The reason why people are still sick in the church, the reason why they are still untimely dead in the church, is because the fire is cold. Because the fire is cold. When the fire is hot, every evil beast will shift. Even the lion that is the strongest beast, when there is fire, the lion will run. So let's keep the fire in this church burning. The resident pastor has been hammering on this. Even in your closets, let's keep praying for the fire. For the fire. It is a guaranteed noiseless breakthrough for every church growth endeavor. Shout hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 28. Wherever the carcass is, there will the eagle gather. The eagles will gather naturally. Wherever the fire is burning, multitude gather naturally. So to see this church move to its next phase, this fire on this altar will not quench in the name of Jesus Christ. Sir, I've never shared this testimony in this church. But it happened in 2011 when we were still in Louis Botha. Winners Chapel was not big as this with branches. There was one pastor, Pastor Isaac Folaji. During winter season, He said, come next Sunday. We will have multitude gathered in this church during winter. Because in South Africa, we believe that during winter, church does not grow. It's a lie. If the fire is burning, the church will grow. As he made that utterance, he put all the pastors on prayer chain every day, including the securities that were in the church premises that time. For the 1 week, there was prayer going on in church. Agenda service on Sunday. Brethren, multitude jam-packed. The whole place was filled up. Those of you who were there in 2011, you will testify what I'm saying about. It can happen, and it will happen in this church in the name of Jesus. Multitude during winter gathered. Why? On the platform of prayer and fasting. I was loving this Kingsley, who was a security that time. He said to me, Asobo, I'm not a pastor, but Pastor Isaac Folaji has made me to become a pastor. I'm just a security. For the whole week, I was praying and sweating. Praise the Lord. It will happen again here in the name of Jesus. Multitude gathered during winter. And of course, number two, prayer and fasting, the live wire of every great church. We saw how Nehemiah accomplished the feast of rebuilding the broken walls of Jerusalem within 52 days through the effectual and fervent prayer among others. Among others, he was so compassionate that he go on the altar of prayer. Pray! Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse number 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4, for the sake of time. The walls of Jerusalem also broken down, and the gate thereof are burned with fire. Verse 4. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and feasted and prayed before the God of heaven. When you go to verse 11, he said, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now their ears be attentive to the prayer of their servant and to the prayer of their servants who desire to fear their name and prosper. I pray thee, their servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cock bearer. The resident pastor has shared testimony of the full gospel church, the Yondo full gospel church. I read about that church. I was a new convert that time, 2009, when I got born again. My heart was burning for Jesus. I was reading this book, A Daily Devotion, authored by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I saw in that church the largest church in the world. I begin to read. He was talking about Cho. I said, Cho is a name from my village. How come this name Cho? So I thought it was in America. Then she refers that it's in South Korea. So I begin to do research. So I discovered that church, according to Yonggi Cho, because people came to him to ask him, what is the secret behind the growth of this church? We have never seen it, even in America. What happened? This church was established in 1958 with 5 members. He was believing God for 300 members established. In fact, that was his highest attendance, Dr. Paul Yonggi Cho. Then in 1961, I think that is 3 years after, 1961, God gave them 500 members. Yonggi Cho was so shocked. Is it how this God can answer? He went before the Lord. What next, Lord? What next? The Lord said to him, we will give you more. Now, they continue praying. According to him, in 1964, there were 6,000 members. 6,000! 1,000 members. He went before the Lord again. Lord, what next? God said, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it unto you. As of the time he was sharing this testimony, there were 750,000 members. And it did not end there. He said he has dispatched his associates, many of them, to other nations and some other regions in Korea to go and plant this church. Meaning there were already 1 million. Say with me, 1 million. So as far as our eyes can see, that is what God will do for us in Winner Chapel, Johannesburg, CBD, in the name of Jesus. If you are catching this vision, let me hear your loudest amen. And of course, yesterday the resident pastor said, in the spiritual realm, we have left the spirit, the realm of hundreds. So we are moving into the realms of thousands. Meaning by June, somebody's not catching it. God will put it in our heart in the name of Jesus. What caught my attention the most? Dr. Paul Yonggi-cho said, the Lord laid it in his heart, in his mind, in his mind, in his mind. That 6,000, he began to preach as of that time with 500 members, like he's preaching to 6,000 members. Did it come to pass or not? Did it come to pass or not? Winners Chapel, Johannesburg, CBD will block this street. It will block this street. Act 1344. We'll begin this Sunday in the name of Jesus. The only thing to facilitate our movement from this place to our own place is to block this street. Say with me, block this street. Imagine on a Sunday morning, the entire street is blocked with cars. With cars. With cars. Multitude. Multitude. This place is jam-packed. 2017 and 2018. With the permission of the resident pastor, people were sitting on the altar in this church. How many of you remember? God has done it before. He will do it again. He will do it again. In the name of Jesus. He will do it again this year in the name of Jesus. So, see it with your eyes. As your eyes can see, God will put it in your hands. God will put it in our hands this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, don't be left behind. Don't be left behind. Engage, engage, engage on the altar of prayer. The growth of the church is our growth. The church is me and you, not this structure. Shout hallelujah. So prayer and fasting enhances divine guidance that provokes supernatural church growth. It provokes divine guidance. Isaiah 58. And verse 11, as we round up, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul as in the drought and make fat their bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water faileth not. Whose water faileth not. That will be our testimony in this church in the name of Jesus Christ. That will be our experience in the name of Jesus Christ. As we round up, church growth is a warfare. It's not a fun fear. Church growth is a warfare. So we must engage. We must take all our artilleries of prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 11 and verse 21 and verse 23 as we close. When a strong man, studio put it up. When a strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in order. Verse number 22. He said, but when a stronger than he is come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armors, wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So let's fasten our seatbelt. If you are in this service, you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please let's all eyes close and let all our heads bow. You want to make a decision to receive Jesus Christ tonight so that you can start to walk in the newness of life. Is there anyone among us? If there's anyone among us. Okay, let's give the Lord a big, big clap offering as we welcome the resident pastor to bless us. Make that hand bigger and louder tonight.
Hallelujah. 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 How many of us were blessed by that word tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor the fire has not started. We are just about to start. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me a word from Haggai chapter 2, and I want to read that to us tonight, and we'll receive the communion. Haggai chapter 2, from verse 3 to verse 9. And I've been struggling with that since, but while he was preaching, there were certain things that were confirmed in my spirit. Hallelujah. Now look at what the Bible says. Who is left among you that saw this house in our first glory? How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as of it as nothing? Verse 4, the Bible says, yet now be strong. O Zerubbabel, see the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye members of the church. Be strong, resident pastor. Be strong, you pastorate. Be strong, you workers. Be strong, you members. And all you people of the land, see the Lord. And do what? And do what? And do what? He said, for I'm with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Can I tell you something? This is not a coincidence. God is with us this year. I am telling you that I am convinced with zero doubt in my heart. He said, the only thing I need from you people is to what? To walk. We will see it again. Look at verse 5. We are going to verse 9. Verse 5 very quickly. According to the word that I have covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7. And I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill Winners Chapel International, Johannesburg CBD, with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. And in verse 9, what did he say? And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord to us concerning the growth of this church this year. And it shall happen. Lift up your voice in one word and receive grace to walk. Lord, I receive the grace to walk. I receive the grace to walk in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to walk in the place of prayer. The grace to walk in the place of bringing souls to church. Lord, I receive it. I will not be left out. I will not be tired. Somebody pray for that grace tonight. I receive the grace to walk. I know something is about to burst forth in this church. I will not be an onlooker. I will not be an onlooker. I receive the grace to walk. I receive the grace to walk in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let the stewards take their position. Stretch forth your hand tonight and pray your expectation as we partake of the communion tonight. Stretch forth your hand. What are you expecting tonight from this table? Somebody pray. in 1 minute. What are you expecting from this table tonight? Stretch forth your hands and release your expectation in 1 minute. Lord, I am here tonight, approaching the table. This is day five. This is day five. Lord, I must contact grace on this communion table. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, tonight we declare this table blessed. In the name of Jesus the Christ, it is therefore declared the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we partake of it tonight, everyone's heart desire shall be converted to a testimony. Everyone shall be visited by this communion tonight. Our strength is renewed again. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's receive the communion and let the choir minister. Hallelujah.
Baye tengo nyama, baye tengo nyama, baye tengo nyama,
baye te, baye tengo nyama, Yesu,
baye tengo nyama,
baye
te, tengo nyama,
baye
te, tengo nyama,
baye te. Baye tengo nyama Yesu,
utumbolo kufanele.
Baye
utumbolo kufanele.
Baye
utumbolo kufanele.
Baye te, baye tengo nyama Yesu.
Baye tengo nyama.
Baye te,
tengo nyama.
Baye te, baye te. Baye tengo nyama Yesu,
utumbolo kufanele.
Baye
te, utumbolo kufanele.
Baye
te, utumbolo kufanele.
Baye te, baye tengo nyama Yesu,
utumbolo kufanele.